स्वस्ति अस्तु विश्वस्य खल प्रसीदताम्। ध्यायन्तु भूतानि शिवं मिथो धिया। मनश्च भद्रं भजता तदोक्षजे। आवेशतां नो मतेरपि अहेतुकी। स्वस्ति अस्तु विश्वस्य खल प्रसीदताम्। ध्यायन्तु भूतानि शिवं मिथो धिया। मनश्च भद्रं भजता तदोक्षजे। आवेशतां नो मतेरपि अहेतुकी। अस्ति अस्तु विश्वखला। ध्यायन्तु भूतानि शिवं मिथो धियाम्। मनश्च भद्रं भजता तदोक्षजे। स्वस्ति अस्तु विश्वस्य खल प्रसीदताम्। ध्यायन्तु भूतानि शिवं मिथो धिया। मनश्च भद्रं भजता तदोक्षजे। आवेशभागभगभजताम्। धियस्तु मशाभगलापसीदताम्। ध्यायन्तु भूतानि शिवं मिथो धियाम्। नश्च भद्रं भजतामदोषजे। माताजी सुन। स्वस्ति अस्तु विश्वस्य खल प्रसीदताम्। ध्यायन्तु भूतानि शिवं मिथो धियाम्। भद्रं भजता तदोक्षजे। वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग। स्वस्ति ऑस्पिशियसनेस। अस्तु लेट देयर बी। विश्वस्य ऑफ द एंटायर यूनिवर्स। खल द एनवियस ऑलमोस्ट एवरी वन। प्रसीदताम लेट देम बी पेसिफाइड। ध्यायन्तु लेट मी देम कंसिडर। भूतानि all the living entities. Shivam auspiciousness. Mitha mutual. Dhiya by the intelligence. Manah the mind. Cha and Badram calmness. Bhajatat let it experience. Adokshaje in the supreme personality of Godhead, who is beyond the perception of mind, intelligence and senses. Aveshatam, let it be absorbed. Na, our matiya, intelligence. Api, indeed. Ahituki, without any motive. Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Srila Prabhupada. May there be good fortune throughout the universe, and may all envious persons be pacified. May all living entities become calm by practicing bhakti yoga, for by accepting devotional service, they will think of each other's welfare. Therefore, let us engage in the service of the Supreme transcendence, Lord Sri Krishna, and always remain absorbed in thoughts of Him. Purport. The following verse describes a Vaishnava. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhyaiva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namam. Just like a desire tree, a Vaishnava can fulfill all the desires of anyone who takes shelter of his lotus feet. Prahlad Maharaj is a typical Vaishnava. He prays not for himself but for all living entities, the gentle, the envious and the mischievous. He always thought of the welfare of mischievous persons like his father Hiranyakashipu. Prahlad Maharaj did not ask for anything for himself, rather he prayed for the Lord to excuse his demonic father. This is the attitude of a Vaishnava who always thinks of the welfare of the entire universe. Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavat Dharma are meant for persons who are completely free of envy. Parama Nirmat Saranam. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj prays in this verse, Khalah Prasidatam, may all the envious persons be pacified. The material world is full of envious persons, but if one frees himself of envy, he becomes liberal in his social dealings and can think of others' welfare. Anyone who takes up Krishna consciousness and engages himself completely in the service of the Lord cleanses his mind of all envy. Manascha bhadram bhajatat adokshaje. Therefore, we should pray to Lord Narasimha to sit in our hearts. We should pray, Bahir Narasimho Hridaye Narasimha. Let Lord Narasimha sit in the core of my heart, killing all my bad propensities. Let my mind become clean so that I may peacefully worship the Lord and bring peace to the entire world. Srila Vishwanath Chakra Thakur has given us a very fine purport in this regard. Whenever one offers a prayer to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one always requests some benediction from Him. Even pure Nishkama devotees pray for some benediction, as instructed by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in His Shishtashaka. Ai Nanda Tanuja Kinkaram Patitam Mam Vishame Bhavam Budhav Kripaya Tava Pada Pankaja Sitaduli Sadasham Vichindaye. O son of Maharaj Nanda, Krishna, I am your eternal servitor, yet somehow or other I have fallen into the ocean of birth and death. Please pick me up from the ocean of death and place me as one of the atoms at your lotus feet. In another prayer, Lord Chaitanya says, Mama Janmani Janma Vishware Bhavatad Bhakti Ahituki Tvai. Life after life, kindly let me have unalloyed love and devotion at your Lordship's lotus feet. When Prahlad Maharaj chants Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya, he prays for the benediction from the Lord, but because he is also an exalted Vaishnava, he wants nothing for his personal sense gratification. The first desire expressed in his prayer is Swasti Astu Vishwasya. Let there be good fortune throughout the entire universe. Prahlad Maharaj thus requested the Lord to be merciful to everyone, including his father, a most envious person. According to Chanakya Pandit, there are two kinds of envious living entities. One is a snake and the other is a man like Hiranyakashipu, who is by nature envious of everyone, even of his father or son. Hiranyakashipu was envious of his little son Prahlada, but Prahlad Maharaj asked a benediction for the benefit of his father. Hiranyakashipu was very envious of devotees, but Prahlad wished that his father and other demons like him would give up their envious nature by the grace of the Lord and stop harassing the devotees. Khala Prasidatam. The difficulty is that the Khala, envious living entity, is rarely pacified. One kind of Khala, the snake, can be pacified simply by mantras or by the action of a particular herb. Mantra Aushadi Vasa Sarpa Khala Kena Nira Nivarayate. An envious person, however, cannot be pacified by any means. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj prays that all envious persons may undergo a change of heart and think of the welfare of others. If the Krishna consciousness movement spread all over the world, and if by the grace of Krishna everyone accepts it, the thinking of envious person will change. Everyone will think of the welfare of others. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj prays, Shivam Mitho Dhiya. In material activities, everyone is envious of others. But in Krishna consciousness, no one is envious of anyone else. Everyone thinks of the welfare of others. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj prays that everyone's mind may become gentle by being fixed at the lotus feet of Krishna. Bhajatat Adokshaje. As indicated elsewhere in Srimad Bhagavatam, Savai Mana Krishna Padar Vindayo, and as advised by Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita 18.65, Man Mana Bhav Mad Bhakta, one should constantly think of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Then one's mind will certainly be cleansed. Chetu Darpanam Hajanam. Materialists always think of sense gratification, but Prahlad Maharaj prays that the Lord's mercy will change their minds and they will stop thinking of sense gratification. If they think of Krishna always, everything will be all right. Some people argue that if everyone thought of Krishna in that way, the whole universe will be vacated because everyone would go back home, back to Godhead. However, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that it is impossible because the living entities are innumerable. Even if one set of living entities is actually delivered by Krishna consciousness movement, another set will fill the entire universe. So let me pray to all the devotees, especially Amarendra Prabhu, that he gives some words which I may speak of some knowledge for others. And also to Sunyas Radhat Maharaj, that I may seek something which may be useful to all and purifying to my heart.
Om Agyanti Nandasya Jnananjana Shalakayam Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishnam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Swadanti Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padagamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsham Shri Rupam Sahrajatam Sahagara Gunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Patam Sahalalita Shri Vishakamitam Cha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpati Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kalpataru Vyasha Kripa Sindhu Vyayvasham Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
So it's very difficult to speak in the presence of all the auspicious devotees, but let us try something. So in this purport, we saw some of the points like not being envious and about specifically the attitude of the follower. So in Nectar of Instruction, Srila Prabhupada says, advancement in Krishna consciousness depends on the attitude of the follower. So this is one of the important thing. And today we will revolve around this word attitude, and we'll see how we can further grow in this perspective. So, Prabhupada writes, a follower of the Krishna Conscious Movement should become a perfect Goswami. Vaishnavas are generally known as Goswamis. In Vrindavana, this is a title by which the director of each temple is known. One who wants to be a perfect devotee of Krishna must become a Goswami. Go means the senses and Swami means the master. Unless one controls his senses and mind, one cannot become a Goswami. To achieve the highest success in life by becoming a Goswami and then a pure devotee of Lord, one must follow the instructions known as Upadeshamrita, which have been given by Srila Rupa Goswami. So Srila Rupa Goswami has given many other books such as Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Vidarga Madhava and Laita Madhava, but Upadeshamrita constitutes the first instructions for neophyte devotees, and one should follow these instructions very strictly. Then it will be easier to make one life successful. Attitude, what is attitude in general is, these are the feelings which we have inside and which are reflected in our behavior outside. So advanced persons, just by seeing our behavior, can know what is going inside our heart. And this is a very subtle thing. And I have seen so many examples myself also. Just by eating something or by food prepared by us, if we give them, they can also understand. Like in Vasai, we have our counselor. So he was telling one incident. Once, the family had purchased some sweets from a shop, a very well-known shop from Pushti Mark. So everything is being offered. They've been cooked by devotees, it's been offered. And then they take, and because of some festivals, otherwise they make, but on that day it was not possible to make the sweets, so they purchased. And when the devotee ate that sweet, he told there is something problem with the sweet, we should not eat this sweet. And the other devotees were saying that what's the problem? It tastes right, made by devotees, offered to the Lord, and they have nothing like this. So 2-3 days went by. So other devotees, they again went to the shop for another sweet, and they were asking, oh, where is that person who made the sweets last time? He had made very wonderful sweets, and the taste was very good, and we had good thing. So the shop owner said that we have very strict principles in this place, and we don't allow anything which is cooked by a person who does some of the activities. And that person who made sweets 3-4 days back did some wrong activity. Even though he was the best cook for us, and he has been serving us for so many years and years and decades, but still it's our principle, and so I removed that person. And when the other devotees like Mataji, they heard this, then they understood that what the other devotee was saying, that we should not eat this sweet. And the same devotee was saying to me, that is when his grandfather has a tradition that he used to call so many brahmanas and devotees every day for taking prasadam at his home. So one day, he called some certain brahmanas and was going to feed in prasadam. So whole day, the katha went on, and it was afternoon. And then the bhoga was prepared, it was offered, and when it was then given to the brahmanas. So his grandfather just saw the items which are prepared, and then just by seeing it, he told that we should not take this, and asked her wife to make all the preparations. So all the brahmanas and other people who had assembled there, they were astonished that such a large number of preparations is made. It took hours and hours of preparation, so many devotees were involved, and now this person is saying that we should throw this and make it again. And they were strict Vaishnavas, no problem in that. So then they were very agitated and they could not remain calm, and then asked the grandfather, the devotee's grandfather, that what's the problem? Why are you asking them to again make? We cannot see that. We think that you are doing injustice, you are being hard on your wife and everything. So then the grandfather devotee, he said, wait a minute. He called his wife and other devotees who were cooking inside, and then asked him, what were you doing when you were cooking the prasadam? So they had their head low. Then again the grandfather asked, were you fighting on some incident? There was a quarrel inside when you were cooking. So the Matajis and the others, they said, yes, we had a small quarrel when we were cooking. And when others heard, they were astonished that how can he understand just by seeing that how it is being made. And then they were being pacified. So these are the feelings which we have inside, and this which comes outside behavior or some things. So it takes long years of practice and very, very sukshma vichar and everything, so that one can know what's going on. Not so easy. We see with devotees also. I can give my own example. So when I have grudge or negative feelings with some other devotee, then how do I communicate with that devotee? If I see that devotee, generally I don't even greet Hare Krishna, which is a normal etiquette. And if I do not smile also, or not to have eye contact also, and when some devotee comes from other side, what do? I go from other side, so that to avoid a conversation. So this is one of the type of bad attitude which I have. But reversely, if somebody has very good attitude, so how will he greet is very smilingly, nicely, as if they are friends who are met after a long time. And this we see in the examples of His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj. They have met for several years and years and years, and they are very thick friends. But still, when they meet each other in the morning, they will offer obeisances, they will greet each other, they will smile, exchange so many things. And then further also, whole day they will have the same attitude. Like, it's not that once we do dandavat, then it's done. The whole day, and this has been continued for years and years and years. So this is the attitude Vishwamitra have in so many feelings. Like, if we have a guest, how do we think? Do we think that, oh, it has come on the wrong time, had so many services to go, and now he has come, what to do? Or is our thinking that he's a guest of Sri Sri Radha Vrindavan Bihari, and because he's a guest of Sri Sri Radha Vrindavan Bihari, and I should serve him as a servant? This also was told by so many incidents by His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, that when he went to one of the places in Vrindavan, there was a certain saint, and he used to tell that, oh, you are a friend of Krishna, but I am his servant. So you take all the enjoyment, I will just serve you, and this is my menial servant. So even at the old age of his service, so once he was taking a bucket and just going to serve his deities, taking the water from Yamuna and going there, and it was very difficult. So it may be from here to that end, that might be distance, but for every step, he was taking one step, keeping the bucket down, then again taking one step, keeping the bucket down. So for here, he may take 1 or 2 minutes, but he took 1 hour or more. And Maharaj was there, he was saying that, oh, let me do the service, let me do the service. I will try to help you. You don't do, because I am very pained to see you doing service. But that other devotee said that, no, 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 no. You are a friend of Krishna. Your duty is to enjoy. My duty is to serve. And beside this service, what I have to do in this whole world? So he never ever left the service of the deities, and never left the place also. And this is the way he served to the person. And one of the times, that same saint offered his rotis to His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, and Maharaj took it. So it happened once, twice, thrice. Then other devotees told Maharaj that, what are you doing? That is the only thing he gets whole day to eat, and because you are taking, he's staying hungry. So even if the saint remained hungry, still used to offer everything which he had to other devotees and guests. So this is the how it should be. So there is some golden rule and some just platinum rule. How to treat. Anyways, these are not my own thoughts. I have never practiced. Let me be very frank. I am just sharing thoughts which I have heard from so many senior Vaishnavas. And especially last 3-4 days, which I heard from Anil Prabhuji and Maharaj and all what are the things. So there is some golden rule and some of this platinum rule. So the first principle is treat others as I would like to treat me. Means generally we have expectation that when we meet somebody, they will treat us very nicely, they will offer something to us, and they will give the best to us. So this is one thing, this is a golden rule we should have. But more than that is a platinum rule, that to treat others how they like. Means suppose somebody may be fond of rasmalai, but what we like is sandesh. And that's for we offer him a sandesh, because that is what we like, and that is what we like to give him also, because that is what we like. So there is also a stage of evolution which is very high, but higher than that is to give rasmalai, because that he likes to eat rasmalai, and that is how we offer our love to him, and that is how we praise and we appreciate his feelings. So this is a platinum rule, very difficult to follow, but this is the highest gold standard. And this is how Vrajavasis do all the service to the Krishna, Radha and Krishna. So if we want to know, then they'll tell, oh, today Radharani likes this, and that's why we are offering this, not because we like this. So in Chaupati, we had two brahmacharis, and once they happened to go to a nearby place, and it was Ekadashi. So one devotee told the other, let's go to the base. Base means a place where all our devotees stay, unmarried couples, unmarried couples, not boys, for their training. So what happened was, the first devotee told that we'll make nice preparation for the deities. So second devotee thought, oh, maybe he's hungry, and that's why he wants to make deities, preparation for the deities, so ultimately he can eat. So anyways, he told that it's devotion service, let us participate and do. So the first devotee and the second devotee, they prepared so many items and bhoga for the deities, and they offered and everything. And then the second devotee told, let us now eat some prasadam and let's take the part of the prasad. So first devotee told, oh, I do nirjala every time when there is Ekadashi. I only made for the deities. I had no intention to eat. And hearing this, the second devotee was shocked that how could this devotee make so many preparations for deities and doesn't want anything for anything for himself. So this is the standard which is there. And for success also in life, if you ask any materialist or any person in this world, if you ask success principle, so it is not in the knowledge which we have, and that is what we heard in last so many days. It comes from heart, it is not from the brain, it's not the knowledge. So it is a relationship, how we develop relationships. Like Maharaj also says so many times, that 90% are the prayers, relationship, other things, and 10% is the management which we do, and that is how I have made this community. So that is how the things are made. 85-90% is relationship and success, and 12-15% is knowledge. And therefore we should know very much we rooted on sambandha, abhigya, abhidaya and prayojan. And therefore we have our deities like Shishi, Radha, Madan Mohan deities. And we ourselves have witnessed from the time they have come, the devotees as well as the non-devotees who come to GV, the numbers have increased 3 to 4 times who are coming here. And we hear every day so many wonderful stories that how they connected to Krishna and how they are chanting and how we are hearing the devotional ecstasies of there. So if a sambandha is good, then we can make progress. That is a principle. Till the time we don't have good sambandha gyan at who are we and what are, who is Krishna and what is our relationship and all, till that point we cannot make very good progress in our devotional service. And therefore chanting without knowledge and chanting with knowledge makes a very great difference in our life. And we should try as far as possible, as far as mati and our shakti goes, understand some of the tattvas, and then should go further. And similarly, we have attitude towards our japa, how we do our japa. So especially there is something called fast japa, slow japa, struggling japa, walking japa, mechanical japa, rough japa, negative japa, mental japa. And after 16 rounds, how we keep our beads, that is another thing. where we do. So generally, I try to do it very fast, that let's finish and do other activities. But this is not the ideal mood. Like yesterday Prabhuji was saying that we should be there, absorbed 100%, only for Krishna, thinking none other things, and give our 100% time to japa. And if you do that, then there will be some change in the heart, not that we just mechanical go there. And how do we chant? We chant very sweetly and listen to with our ears each and every syllable of the mantra and not mechanical. So whatever we do, everything, na, maybe meeting people, maybe coming to Mangalati, doing anything, listening Bhagavatam and anything, if we are not conscious, it becomes mechanical. It becomes boring. Because we do the same things every day. Like if some guest comes, some Maharaj comes. So 1, 2 days, 3 days, we have a lot of attachment. So many devotees come to greet and so many things happen. But if the same Maharaj devotee stays for longer periods, 1, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, then gradually what happens? Familiarity brings contempt. So not so many devotees will be seen around Maharaj. Gradually we'll take it lightly that, oh, he's there here, he's there, he's also one of us, and we'll just go further. So it's very important to nurture our consciousness every day, day in and day out, if we want to get out of this material world. Otherwise, we'll be staying here and others may progress. Like whenever I see new devotees coming in, they are very enthusiastic and do so many services very nicely. But when I see myself, over the years I have seen that I have gradually slowed down. Enthusiasm and everything has gone down. And this is what has kept me so many places. So, an attitude is a combination of so many things, like what are our past experiences. And if they are negative, then it may affect us, and therefore it is difficult. And therefore, one of the important thing is, if we can have the right things from the beginning, it will help us a lot. Like Prabhuji was saying, that he heard from the very beginning, all the classes. So what happened was, there was no malaise, and there was no bad activity that I want something, all this. And that stage, because he heard, it was very fast and purifying. So this also attitude and everything develops from the beginning. If from the beginning, if we are very concerned about all these things, it's very easy to grow. Once we are on the wrong track, it's very difficult to again rework. It will take a lot of time and years to again do all the things. So we say many samis we have, like how we keep it, the japmala, where we keep, what hands we use, is it our hands are muchi or how it is. And these all things, they are very small things which matter. Like once Gauram Prabhu used to say that we should never keep Bhagavatam down. We should always keep on some asana or at least on lap or somewhere. But it should never be kept down. Because this is the respect what we are showing to Bhagavatam. If we are keeping down, means we are thinking that, oh, it's not so good. In our thinking, we are thinking, we will not be seen. Because seniors can just see and tell us that, oh, how you can do this. They will not chastise us, because nowadays, with generation, and myself also, they don't chastise me, because I know that I will not listen to them. So, but inside, they can understand. And the best thing is to learn by observation. That is the best standard, if we can just see and observe. Like if we see between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sanatana Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, when he went to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was just seeing to him, just observing. 1 day, 2 days happened, 3 days happened. And then Sanatana Goswami got a hint that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying that you have given everything. You have given everything, your property, your life, everything. Why are you keeping this blanket with you? Why are you having this small attachment? So Sanatana Goswami went and gave his blanket to one beggar. And the beggar was asking, are you sure you want to give this blanket to me? Are you not joking? Are you not making fun of me? So I was like, no, I'm not making fun of you. You just take this blanket and give your old dirty blanket. So he gave the blanket, took the old dirty blanket and went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was just smiling. He didn't say anything much. So, and then all further the conversation goes on. So we'll not go there. But this is a golden standard and very difficult. And that is what how we see, like our seniors tell, that you know, Radha Maharaj will not speak much. But if you can just see and observe and understand, that is the best thing, because he will never tell so many things. Like he will ask, did you like the prasadam? He will never say whether he liked it was good or not. You have to think. Like some of the cultures which tradition family follow, like some of the devotees in our congregation also follow. Whatever they get as prasadam, whatever Mataji cooks in their house, they will eat without any question. And they will never say a single word. So once what happened, there was no salt. Or somewhere there was some issue. So in that family, nobody spoke anything. They just ate it. And afterwards, because the culture was that everything is finished, then the Mataji takes prasadam. So when she ate, she thought, oh, there was no salt. And then he asked, why didn't you tell anything? He said, there was nothing to tell. What is to tell? Every day you made so much prasadam and everything. One day what happens? And it's a culture which they follow for traditions. Not one or two days, but it's a traditional thing. And this is what they are being known for. And like, and they're a very rich family. That's not a very poor family like us. We have to eat. So if afternoon something remains, they will eat in the night. Because they said this is a prasadam we cannot throw. So they will eat. So the Matajis are more conscious and careful that if they make prasadam, they should be of certain quality. Otherwise, they will not give only. So indirectly, the conscious improves. So this is also more important. And like Srila Prabhupada's God brother, we know Akinchan Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj. So he was one of the exalted Vaishnavas. And I think Tamal Krishna Maharaj in one of those conversations says, if I properly remember, like we know a good mechanic is one who can just by hearing the vehicle while running, he can tell what is the problem in the vehicle. Just if you kick and you tell, oh, this is not running, then you run. So a good doctor, just by keeping the stethoscope or just by seeing the nerves, he can diagnose all the problems. That this is the problem, this problem is going on, and he'll tell that this is what you have to do. So like this, Akinchan Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj was such a chanter, then once they went to him and they were with him whole night, he was chanting. So they were telling that the vibration of the devotee is such that others will be elevated. This is one level. But second thing is, when Akinchan Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj used to hear somebody chant, he could tell what is in his heart and what is the level of his chanting. Whether he is in Shraddha level, he is in Sadhu Sangh, where is Bhajan Kriya, where is Nishtha, what stage he is chanting, he could tell everything within seconds. So that is what is inbuilt in higher Vaishnavas, and that is what is there with them. Although they will never speak sometimes. And just by our speaking, just by the way we speak, our tone or speech, whether it is hard, whether it is loud, whether it is slow, everything can be noted. Everything can be spoke about the person, and everything can be known. And it takes one to know one. Suppose there are two persons. One is a boss and his employee. And the employee doesn't work something nicely. What the boss will say? Hey, you don't understand? I told you so many times. But same is if there's a boss which is with her lover or something. Will not speak like, will say, oh, you don't understand this? I told you so many times. Please don't do this again. So you can see the attitude. Same mistakes are committed, but the reflection of his attitude toward the person changes his tone and voice towards that other person. And if he sees Radha Maharaj, Sanat Kumar Prabhu has told so many times that whenever he is angry on some issues. It's translated anger. We may not think that he's angry. His voice will lower down, and he will take all his anger inside. Instead of throwing it to other person, like if we have anger, what do I do is, I get immense satisfaction if I give it anger to somebody else, and I'm okay, oh, it's all removed now. And somebody has heard me, the anger is gone. But the reverse happens with Maharaj, is that he takes all the anger inside, and his tone will go down, and nobody will think that he's angry. Like Maharaj was also again speaking with one of the devotees. So in Chaupati, we have some devotees who are very soft-spoken. So when devotee was speaking his mother, he's a long-time devotee, still in the ashram for years and serving nicely with the guests. So he's speaking with her mother, and they're sleeping very softly, nicely. And they were speaking for a long time. And Maharaj asked the other devotee, hey, what they are speaking? The other devotee said, no, they are just speaking their normal question. Maharaj said, they are fighting on some issue. So the devotee went and confirmed, he said, oh yes, they are fighting. But because there is a culture in the house, they speak very softly. Hey, don't do this na. Why are you doing these things? Don't do. So this is inbuilt, how it goes. But this is what is Vaishnava culture. And this is how, and this goes with everything. So if one problem is solved in life now, it is reflected in so many things. Like I told about Japa, I told about devotees. Same is reflected in Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam or even Japa or anything, what is my attitude is, I don't keep alarms. If I get up, I go to Mangal Arati, otherwise done. Because I have not completed my sleep, finish. But what an advanced devotee will see, he will see though, these are Krishna themselves come here, and a pure devotee has called them, so I will come. Higher than this, he said, this Sakshat Vajendra Nandana. So how can I miss Krishna? And by his glance, I am not seeing Krishna, but by his seeing me, I will get purified. And I have no qualification to see the Lord. Because I have Manomaya eyes. Because to see the Lord, you need Chinmaya eyes. I don't have an eye. Manomaya or maybe our gross eyes only. Actually, most of us have gross eyes, not Manomaya also. But to see the Lord, you need Chinmaya eyes. Like you see so many examples where the devotees took other devotees to see the Lord and they could see a different picture of Lord. And then they originally see every day. So you need a Chinmaya eyes. So we said, oh, what is in the Lord? We see every day, same statue. Nothing talking, nothing walking. No difference in my heart also, every seeing, nothing happens. But if you see higher devotees, once, Raj Maharaj was before the deities for hours and hours. 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, and he was just looking. For me, it's very difficult. For after 2-3 seconds, I get restless and whoa. But he was looking for hours and hours. And someone asked, what are you doing? I'm just praying for all the devotees. I'm just praying. And they are so beautiful. So like this, he has conversation, like, some devotees who talk with the deities directly, they have a personal connection. So this is how we talk. And therefore, we need constant upgradation and sustenance of attitude. And that is how anything can be converted. A failure can be converted into success, or a success can be converted into failure. We have that attitude. And we see, so many devotees, they are also practice, and they have unfalling attitude. And here also we see so many devotees, contemporary devotees, which we have here with us. We have Premanand Prabhu, who does everyday Giriraj Parikrama without fail, reads Krishna book without fail every day. And they and other devotees, Rasikwar Prabhu and all, have one common vow. They will never talk while they are completing their rounds. If they want to talk, if their rounds will be finished, then they will talk. Otherwise, they will not talk. So this is a very good attitude towards Japa. Very wonderful. Like we have Gaurangdarshan Prabhu. If you see, he is continually typing books. Like yesterday, Gaurang Prabhu was saying that he is modern day Vyasdevji. He is printing more books than combined so many others. So he is constantly absorbed in Bhagavatam, and just go on. Like his own is Jaisanandan Prabhu, we have always singing some new song. And I'm amazed he knows so many languages and he can sing so many melodies and so many songs. If you go through any occasion, maybe it's Ganpati or anybody, he will have a song for that. And which will be a Vaishnava song. And according to mood and occasion. And will be according to philosophy Siddhanta also. Not here, because there is another problem which have if you go to different places. Then we have Madhav Gopal Prabhu, so clarity on Shastras. If you ask any question, he will tell us, no, this is not this. You have to go this. And this is how it should be. And like this, we have so many devotees. Like Sanat Kumar Prabhu, we have. He has very sharp observation skills. And he will just see and tell you what's going on, what's not going. Like this, I can name so many devotees. But I think I should stop. I should not go till the end of time, beyond time. And as you know, it should be sweet. Madhurya Samapya. And nothing is sweet as the holy names of the Lord. And we have so many devotees here who chant. Especially we have Amrinder Prabhu, we have Hari Gopal Prabhu who chant so many rounds. And so many devotees who don't tell us that they chant. And our special devotee who also chants so many rounds, come from Pune. So the holy name should be chanted with sincere faith and devotion and without envy. Krishna then forgives all the countless offenses. As for the unfortunate soul who does not believe in the holy name, the gates of liberation remain always closed to him. Mama namani loke asmin shaddaya yastu kirtayet tasya aparadha kotishu shamami eyam na samshay. So this is from Vishnu Yamalaya Puran. So with these sweet words, I will end this class. I hope what I spoke was for me, not for all you all, because you are very exalted. But just because I was given an opportunity to speak, and this is what I heard, and I didn't have time to prepare much more, so spoke on this. So please forgive all the offenses, and as what Prabhupada tells in his classes, please bless us. Please bless me if it was good. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. If you have some comments, corrections, or observations, you can ask. If you have some questions, you can directly take answers from Amrinder Prabhu because he's sitting here. His answers were so practical yesterday, which I heard, and to the point. And he can relate to any person, maybe a child or to a big person. Like what we told is known as Radhan Maharaj also. He can relate to any person, maybe he rich or poor or any person. Any person can relate and give answers according to his level and to his satisfaction and within short words. So I think I am not very qualified to take any questions. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.